We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be
Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 29th of October, 2011, and we are moving rapidly into the fall months, throughout the fall months, and we have a winter storm coming. And we'll get to that here in a moment. In the over in Britain right now, we have sustainable development, even as it is being implemented here. This is a worldwide program. And now we have pensioners, older people, the elderly, being forced out of their houses. At least this is what the apparent plan is. There is a Labour Party think tank that is backing this. The Daily Mail reported it on about a week ago. It talks about this man named Angus Hanton, and he has a labor, as I said, it's labor-backed think tank. They launched a report saying that the empty nesters should be encouraged through a new land tax to downsize, ladies and gentlemen. In other words, they don't want older folks living in big houses, and he says they take up too much space. And I'm chuckling here. It's not funny, but it's just so amazing that they come out and just brazenly announce this. He was talking about this on a radio program over there. They say in the Daily Mail, it was argued, would help make room for younger generations. Not surprisingly, the proposals caused anger and concern among older people, most of them, until last week, probably hadn't heard of Mr. Hanton or his left-leaning group, the Intergenerational Foundation, which is championed by Shadow Minister for London, Tessel Jowell. After hearing him outlining his radical ideas on the radio, they might have spared a thought for Mr. Hanton's own elderly parents. What kind of shoebox dwelling did he have them hold up in? Well, it turns out they're in an 850-pound house. You know, and then he certainly, I'm sure, didn't try to harangue them into vacating that house. But, you know, just another do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do sustainable development proponent, ladies and gentlemen. But all this comes back, once again, as we so often refer to Agenda 21. This is the United Nations Blueprint for Sustainable Development, and land use policy is a part of this as well. All right, I'm going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll finish this up. In the second hour, we should be visiting with Sheriff Richard Mack, and we're going to talk about some homeland security issues, probably touch upon Fast and Furious. Also, in the third hour, we're going to be talking with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. So if everything goes as planned, it should be a cram-packed program, and I hope you'll stay with us for the entire duration. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
I've been waiting for something to happen for a week or a month or a year. With the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before. Where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again. How the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who finally can't take anymore. And they pick up a gun, or a brick, or a stone. And there are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children in the camps. And there is blood on the wall.
All right. We are back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, trying to get awakened here, wide awake. Prop my eyes up with toothpicks. I've been up since 4:30 this morning here on the Eastern time zone. And so, you know, we're doing the best we can here, ladies and gentlemen, as we move along here. And anyway, before the break, I was talking about this situation over in London with this think tank, which is backed by the Labour Party there, one of the major parties over there in the British Parliament. And there, this guy named Angus Harton, who is the head of this group, which is called the Intergenerational Foundation, and they're pushing for the elderly people to downsize their houses, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, we come back to Agenda 21. Chapter 7 of Agenda 21 deals with sustainable human settlement development. They say the overall human settlement objective is to improve the social, economic, and environmental quality of the human settlements and the living and working environments of all people, in particular, the urban and rural poor. That sounds all good, doesn't it? If you're going to downsize people, if you're going to change people's standard of living, if you're going to change people's, you're going to modify their lifestyle, how are you going to sell that to them? Will you not say that you're intending to improve their environment? Wouldn't you say that you're going to improve? You're not going to come right out and tell them that you're going to make it worse, make them live in smaller houses, stack them and pack them, are you? They say such improvement should be based on technical cooperation activities, partnerships among the public, private, and community sectors, and participation in the decision-making process by community groups and special interest groups such as women, indigenous people, and elderly and the disabled. Oh, boy, the elderly and disabled. Well, how is that working out over there? They say these approaches should form the core principles of the national settlement strategies. In developing these strategies, countries will need to set priorities among the 8 program areas in this chapter in accordance with their national plans and objectives, taking fully into account their social and cultural capabilities. Furthermore, countries should make appropriate provision to monitor the impact of the strategies on marginalized and disenfranchised groups, and with particular reference to the needs of women. Okay, they say the program areas included in this chapter are A, providing adequate shelter for all. Notice the word adequate. Now, if you look up the word adequate, as I have in the past, the definition of adequate is barely sufficient to meet a need. Okay, that's the definition of adequate. What do we got going on right now over in Britain? Well, they're working on providing adequate shelter for all. In other words, people are going to have to downsize their houses if they're not needing the extra room. B, improving human settlement management. Promoting sustainable, in other words, greater control over the human settlement, where you're allowed to live, how you're able to live. C, promoting sustainable land use planning and management. D, promoting the integrated provision of environmental infrastructure, water, sanitation, drainage, and solid waste management. E, promoting sustainable energy and transportation systems in human settlements. In other words, high-speed rail going right by, so everything's within a short period of time. We have TSA agents now operating on our highways in America, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimately, even as it's more difficult to fly, in my thinking, in my opinion, it's going to become more difficult for you to drive. This is the plan. This is how it fits into Agenda 21. Keep in mind, as I said, everything operates around this core agenda. Agenda 21 is the plan around which every issue orbits. So they say, E, promoting sustainable energy and transport systems in human settlements. F, promoting human settlement planning and management in disaster-prone areas. G, promoting sustainable construction industry activities. H, promoting human resource development and capacity building for human settlement development. Now, they go on to talk quite some time, providing adequate shelter for all. I'm not going to read the whole chapter because we just don't have time. Also, Chapter 10 of Agenda 21. Integrated approach to the planning and management of land resources also connects to the story, ladies and gentlemen. They say land resources are used for a variety of purposes which interact and may compete with one another. Therefore, it is desirable to plan and manage all uses in an integrated manner. Skipping down here, They say the broad objective is to facilitate allocation of land to the uses that provide the greatest sustainable benefits and to provide the transition to a sustainable and integrated management of land resources. In doing so, environmental, social, and economic issues should be taken into consideration. Protected areas, private property rights, the rights of indigenous people. Well, isn't that something? They pay lip service to private property rights. The rights of indigenous people and their communities. Who's going to have private property rights, by the way? Ladies and gentlemen. The rights of indigenous people and their communities and local communities and the economic role of women in agriculture and rural development, among other needs, should be taken into account. In more specific terms, the objectives are as follows. To review and develop policies to support the best possible use of land and the sustainable management of land resources, not later than 1996. Keep in mind, this came out in 92. And still, to this day, very few people have ever heard of it. To improve and strengthen planning, management, and evaluation systems for land and land resources, by not later than 2000. To strengthen institutions and coordinating mechanisms for land and land resources by not later than 1998. To create mechanisms to facilitate the active involvement and participation of all concerned particular communities and people at the local level in decision-making on land use and management not later than 1996. This has been around for a long time, and it's very well toward being implemented. And many, many people need to get on board and be aware of what's going on in their local areas. Now, we have a caller on the line. I want to get to you, John, in a moment. And, folks, you're welcome to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Much going on. Difficult to keep track of everything that goes on in a week. We have now more states limiting Medicaid hospital stays. This fits right into getting rid of the elderly, in my opinion. People who outlive their usefulness need to be done away with to make things more efficient, more sustainable. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, in my opinion, what Obamacare is all about. We've talked about how Obama has come out and said that there needs to be a dialogue between doctors and ethicists about patient longevity. We covered that article in the past on this show. Well, that's all about eliminating the elderly. I tell you folks that look for euthanasia, new pushes for euthanasia to take place as Obamacare is implemented, assuming that it is implemented as scheduled. And I see no real effort to reverse that in Congress going on right now. USA Today reports a growing number of states are sharply limiting hospital stays under Medicaid to as few as 10 days a year to control rising costs of the health insurance program for the poor and the disabled. Even as they're doing that, lots of other things going on in terms of injecting people with dangerous substances. Here we see from the Washington Post, possible study of anthrax vaccine's effectiveness in children stirs debate. Now they're talking about injecting children with an experimental anthrax vaccine, listeners, supposedly to experiment about what would happen with a bioterrorism attack. This is just absolute insanity, and it's a crime against humanity. Yet this is something that's seriously being pondered, apparently, by the Obama administration. And using children for human guinea pigs. Unbelievable. But it's been done before to different peoples and different species. Well, different human races, I should say. All right. We're at the break right now. I'm going to take the break. We'll continue in a moment. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
In America, I'm Darren Weeks. For the break, I was talking about this Washington Post article on October 24th. They came out with this. They say the Obama administration is wrestling with the thorny question of whether scientists should inject healthy children with the anthrax vaccine to see whether the shots would safely protect them against a bioterrorism attack. Well, what if it doesn't? Oh, whoops, I guess that's just collateral damage, isn't it? The other option, they say, is to wait until the attack happens and then to try to gather data from children whose parents agree to inoculate them in the face of an actual threat. A key working group of federal advisors in September endorsed testing, sparking objections from those who consider that step unethical, unnecessary, and dangerous. You think? They say the National Biodefense Science Board, NBSB, which advises the federal government, is to meet Friday to vote on its working group's recommendation. And I guess that would have been yesterday, and I'm not sure what the outcome of that vote was, assuming that it happened as they said it was going to. This is a quote. They say, at the end of the day, do we want to wait for an attack and give it to millions and millions of children and collect data at that time? Said Daniel B. Fagbioi. I can't pronounce the last name, but anyway, that person is Daniels from the Children's National Medical Center in Washington, who chaired the group. He continued, he said, or do we want to say, how do we best protect our children? We can take care of grandma and grandpa, uncle and auntie, but right now we have nothing for the children. Ladies and gentlemen, a bioterrorism attack may never take place. So you're going to inject God knows how many children with the anthrax vaccine, supposedly to protect them? I mean, this is just absolute insanity. This is crazy. What this is, in my opinion, is depopulation. This is killing off children, as many vaccines are today. Are there any good vaccines? Some would say yes. But certainly, the number of vaccines that we have today have gone completely off the charts. The number of required vaccines are increasing. All right, I want to go to the phones. What do you folks think of this? You're welcome to call in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, good morning.
Yeah. Morning, Darren. Listen, before I get to my main reason for calling, which is back wave 2011, I want to let you know what they did in Nashville on Thursday, passed a law imposing a 9 p.m. curfew at the Capitol. Anyone there after 9 p.m., Darren, gets arrested. They arrest, they've got these protesters that have been there for a couple weeks now. They arrested 60 of them last night for curfew violations. And the Tennessee State Troopers are the ones that locked them up. Guys, you know what a troop is? A troop is a group of baboons. I'm not anti-police. I'm not anti-law enforcement. But when you're making a specific law to prohibit or prevent protesting, regardless of whether or not you or me agree with the protest, you're in a fascist state. You are under totalitarianism, and the police are enforcing this law. Now, the reason for my call, Aaron, I found out that this PAC Wave 2011 exercise has been going on since at least 2008. It is a UNESCO operation. It's not just our military. This is UNESCO. Some of the things that I pulled off their website, because they do have a website, these warning screens and notification screens on television, it says some screens will not be the same for all viewers. So you may see something different in a region of the country, maybe in the north as opposed to the south or the east or west. You'll see a different screen.
Interesting.
You got to say
what's the website for that operation?
It's pacwave.gov, I believe.
What is it?
You do pacwave, PACWAVE.gov.
Okay.
They've got information on it. You can link to it also. The FCC. Now, like I said, they said the screens will not all be the same. They will say this is a test. Then they said that the tests, and you probably know this since you're in broadcasting, are normally limited to 2 minutes. But the presidential message, this encoding that they put in there, has no time limit. They're saying that this will be a 3 minute test, but it could be longer.
Now, you're talking about this upcoming, for those listeners that don't understand, first of all, I'm not bringing up that website for some reason. I don't know why.
FCC website, and you can link.
Okay. Anyway, what he's talking about, listeners, is that the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, which governs radio and television and cable communication in this country, they're going to be conducting the first nationwide EAS test, which is the emergency alert system. This is a big deal. And I think it's very interesting that it's taking place on November 9th, the first nationwide EAS test, and it's on 11/9, the reversal of 9/11. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you- you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Governor America, I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with John in Tennessee. Also, we have Ron in Missouri on the line as well, and you can call in as well if you want. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'll try to slow down and so people don't say, you give that number too fast. 800-313-9443. Before the break, we were talking about this upcoming emergency alert system test with John, and most of you people out there will know what the emergency alert system is, I'm sure. If you've watched radio or listened or watched television or listened to the radio, back when I started in broadcasting, it was called the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, and they changed it later on, and I can't remember exactly what the year was that they changed it. But anyway, they made it, they modified it to the point where it can be more regional. Rather than activating across-the-board alert, they can activate it for specific counties now. But they've never really done a nationwide simultaneous test, I guess, and now they want to do one on November 9th. And as soon as I heard the date November 9th, the first thing I thought was, well, that's 11-9. Isn't that interesting? And in your face, we have the first national EAS test going on when they decided to schedule it on 11-9. What is 11-9? Well, it's the backwards 9-11. Oh, do they ever use numeric symbols and what have you? Oh, of course not. Never, never, never would they do that. But anyway, so I just look at this as being a mockery. But the interesting thing about this, John, as I think we were talking about the other day, yesterday, was that we've been running, where I work, we've been running public service announcements, notifying the public that this test is coming up. So in other words, we're not only conducting a test, but we're warning people that the test is coming. Okay, it's not enough to say at the time of the test, well, this is only a test, beware, that, you know, they do this all the time. But now they're going to tell you that the test is coming, and when the test comes, they say, don't worry, it's only going to be a test. And my first thought when I saw that was, well, golly gee, here's a good time for terrorists to attack us. Oh, they've been warning people that this is only a test, and when it comes, it's only going to be a test. Well, what happens if it's the real thing then? People have already been told that, hey, don't worry, it's only a test. And then you say now that at the same day there's a military operation going on the West Coast or something?
Right. It's the operation is actually going on the 9th and the 10th. Now, here's the crazy part, Darren, and I'm not trying to put fear in anybody, but we're told that this is normally a two-minute test, but since they're testing the presidential notification portion, it's got to be at least 3 minutes. Theoretically, your television and your radio go off and not come back on. Now, here's the scary part, the weird part, is that the same day, the 9th of November, according to NASA's website, there's a quarter-mile-wide near-Earth object coming within three-quarters of the distance of the moon to the Earth. So, you know, you got three things going on. You got a Pacific tsunami wave test, whatever you want to call it. You've got the emergency alert system being activated nationwide. They're telling you that it's going to go at least 3 minutes because they're testing the portion where the president could give an address for an unlimited amount of time, along with the near-Earth object coming through 7/10 of the distance of the moon away from the Earth, quarter mile in diameter. So we're talking about a lot going on. Folks, I hope nothing happens. I pray nothing happens.
Well, and the thing is that...
Listen, I've got to go.
Okay.
I'll listen in. Thanks, Darren.
Yeah, thanks, John. Appreciate it. And appreciate your digging for that. And, you know, all we can say is more than likely, hopefully, nothing will happen. You know, and it seems like we always have these dates. It seems like there's no shortage of doomsday scenarios. Probably nothing will transpire, but to be forewarned is to be forearmed. Ladies and gentlemen, it's impossible to know what these little rascals are doing. I think as far as the EAS thing, it's a mockery. It's a mockery of the victims of 9/11. It's a mockery of everything that has happened with the transformation of the United States into a police state, starting with the September 11th so-called attacks. And anyway, let's move on here and get Ron in Missouri. Maybe he has a take on this. Ron, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, well, a couple of things. As far as this test, McKelvin on KMOX, you know, a regular broadcast station out here.
Right.
At 5 in the morning, I'm up real early. He says, he talked about the test. He says, let me put it to you directly, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a cluster, and he said, and you can fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that comes from a broadcaster who's been around, oh, gosh, probably 20-something years.
Yeah.
Well, if he knows it's going to get screwed up, what are we really in for?
Yeah, you know, I almost think that really, this is just my opinion, but I think the EAS has really outlived its usefulness anyway. People have so many different avenues to get information, to get bulletins. You know, I mean, they have these little handheld devices. They got news. I mean, I'm not kidding you, Ron. I go to the credit union, and they got news and weather information on giant screens.
Oh, yeah.
At the credit union.
Well, my cell phone, I have KMOX and KTRS, and here they have what they call little news alerts. They'll send you headlines like on my cell phone. So I mean, good grief, you know.
Yeah, we don't really need an EAS system anymore.
Not really.
Frankly, I think it should be disbanded because anytime you have a bulletin, anytime you have anything happen in the world, you immediately have all the news anchors come on TV right away and give you an update on what's going on. You have people on the radio come right on and give you an update on what's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and they floated an idea back a while ago now, is a number of years ago, that they could turn on your TV automatically. There's some kind of national emergency. You know, so you talk about a world of Orwell, we're here.
You know, our library, believe it or not, still has 1984. They actually still have the old version.
Oh, yeah?
So if anybody wants, I say, find it while you can. Now, the other reason why I called in, the Obamacare has already kicked in. I'm on Medicare, and I injured my ankle back in January, and I was allowed 12 visits, and the 12 visits were done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I injured my wrist doing something kind of stupid, but anyway, I did it. I'm not allowed to go see the doctor, even though it's a different part of the body, until next year. Even if I want to pay for it, they said they can't do that because it violates the Medicare or whatever they call it.
Yeah, I think I remember. You called in before and said that.
Yeah.
You have a finite number of visits that are allowed.
And when those visits are done, that's it. It doesn't matter if something else happened to you.
That's incredible.
And this is why I keep trying to tell people the Obamacare is already here. It's not when it's coming. It's already here. So that's why I've been trying to warn people that forget about when it's here. It's already, they're doing it in neat little phases, you know, kind of quietly, you know, with the Medicare, like you said, some Medicaid, different things, and just little things here and there that the average person would never notice. You know, because, I mean, how many people, you know, Medicare really talk about their health stuff to, you know, too many people. So how would you really know, say, what's going on here in Missouri unless a show like this, you know?
Right, exactly.
So this is why I've been trying to get people to get the word out as they can anyway and, you know, let people know across the country. I'll let you get other calls and back to other articles, but as far as this EAS thing, Doug also made some reference that it was going to be slightly different time zones, too, and he wasn't quite sure what all that was going to be either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's probably maybe kind of the same regional thing you were talking about, too. You know, different regions are doing different things.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I guess I haven't read up on the logistics of exactly how it all is going to be carried out. The whole EAS system is, it's kind of a regional thing anyway. They have the primary station that actually gets the messages or initiates the messages, and then they, from the primary stations, it's passed down to the secondaries and so forth, so on. So, but, you know, I just see no need for it. I mean, people, we're at the point in this country where the sky has been falling for so long, and you have all these Chicken Littles going on. People have crisis fatigue.
You know, by the way, one other comment, and then I will get off here. There's Coast had a gentleman. His last name was Lauren, but I can't remember his first name. He was some sort of a computer expert, you know, privacy and all this stuff. And he says China and Russia is actually more free than we are. And he says we're going fast to the old thing, you know, where the government will control everything you do, see, say on the Internet. And he said,
well, it's funny that you say that because I got a bill here.
Yeah.
It's just introduced in Congress. Maybe we'll talk about that here.
Oh, is that the one called the E-something or other?
It's the one having to do with copyright protection.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, called E-Pirates or something weird.
I mean, I can't find the name. Stop Online Piracy Act.
Yeah.
SOPA.
And, that one, and he also talked about, another one that's running through that's actually going to regulate what your Internet service provider can declare is safe for you to watch. And he said, if we don't stop this, he said, basically we're going to be a totalitarian state, and we just agreed to it.
Well, I think we already are.
I mean,
it's just a matter of turning the screws, and, you know, the people don't know it yet. And, you know, but they're finding out in droves, as long as they're not derailed by certain controlled protest groups.
Yeah, or how like all that is.
Yeah, the Occupy thing. All right. Hey, thanks, Ron. I appreciate the call.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm a Marine. I feel I'd like to help give good recognition to and express appreciation for is one on a YouTube video that toward the end over the noise of the people cheering, I guess part of the name sounded like Samor, Sergeant Samor Thomas. I just couldn't help after watching a YouTube video of him, I just couldn't help feeling like appreciating the way he was standing up for all his citizens. But he was standing up for the citizens there.
Are you talking about the one where this Marine actually shouted down these cops when they were engaging in brutal measures against the people?
And he was saying that he was yelling at them, saying, why are you doing this to people? There's no honor in this. Why are you hurting these people? There's no honor in it. That's why I just
here's the thing about that, a lot of these folks, and I've been accused of being anti-military, and I want to make it clear that I am very much pro-military. I think we need a military. I think our military has been misused today. I think all of these foreign wars that have been engineered, and I do say engineered, and our military has been dispatched out of this country to fight for these, basically topple regimes, and that's what's going on here. We got an imperialist country, an imperialist government, which is really the UN. Let's make no mistake about that. We are the UN, folks. U.S., Britain, and we're going into all these countries around the world and occupying these countries. We have installed puppet leaders that we put in power in these countries, and just as soon as we get them installed, they immediately turn against us. Case in point, now we have Karzai over in Afghanistan saying that if the United States goes to war with Pakistan, guess what? They're going to take the side of Pakistan, and we're not even out of the country, okay? But the point of the matter is, I'm not anti-military. The reason I talk about these things and the reason why I say that people need to, soldiers need to rebel against this stuff is because I'm pro-military. I'm pro-soldier. I don't want to see our young people go to these battles, go to these places, and die for what is nothing less than a new world order, nation building in the name of the new world order.
Yeah,
I want to make that clear. So when these Marines, but these Marines and these different people in the military, they go to these battles. They sign up because they have a love of country, and they feel the duty to defend this country, and they believe they're doing it for the right reasons. They are doing it for the right reasons. And so when this guy fought for this country, and then he sees these police state tactics being implemented here in the United States, that's got to be an incredible slap in the face for him, wouldn't you think, Tim?
Yeah. Just two quick things that I wanted to say about that. About that YouTube video I saw of that Marine is that I thought he also had a good point when he yelled at those police that if you want to harm people go to Iraq. Go to Iraq or Afghanistan, and then also I also just wanted to say that I also hope that we can end up having enough more military people like him. I know he's in a certain branch of the military, so I hope that we can also have enough others like him in other branches of the military also on our side to help us fight for us against the corrupt ones of the new world order.
To help fight for our
freedoms, our constitutional freedoms and rights and freedoms.
We have Sheriff Richard Mack. If hopefully everything goes as planned, Sheriff Mack will be joining us, and he's the head of I think he's chairman of Oath Keepers. And so that goes right in line with that, because, you know, years ago, I remember the 29 Palms, California, they issued a survey to the military, and one of the questions they asked those people out there was, would they ever fire on the American people? If the United States decided to confiscate guns and what have you, would they fire on the American people? And, well, why would they be asking a question like that? So this is a, you know, I still believe that we have enough, that our military has enough sense. And maybe that's why they've been dispatched out of this country, is because the answer to that question wasn't what the elitists wanted it to be. Hey, Tim, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Folks, we've got to take a short break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
And I wanna believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you, not today, 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 today.
Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. We have our Twitter feed and our Facebook feed, all of the news that we have up on the website. If you want to get them on Twitter or Facebook, we have the feeds there for you to do that. I want to plug this. For those of folks who I want to greet the folks listening on KHFX, AM 1140 in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And to all of our micro stations, thank you so much for carrying the program and the network, and other broadcast stations as well. Also, I wanted to say, too, support this network, folks. We need to increase the numbers here. We need to get the word out while we still have time, as we'll talk about in a moment, this bill we mentioned with Ron, the bill that's going on in Congress right now to crack down on the Internet. And there's been a number of different measures to targeting the Internet legislatively in Congress. And they got to shut us down. They can't. Frankly, folks, we're killing them. As far as, you know, Hillary Clinton said in Congress one day, she said, "We are losing the information war." And she was talking about outlets like Press TV and Russia Today and things like that. And, you know, but they control the media. They're so used to controlling the media in this country for so long that we have a burgeoning alternative media, a burgeoning truth media, which has spread across this country, which is really giving them a greater challenge than any ever before. And wouldn't you want to be a part of that? Don't you want to be a part of spreading that information and helping it all to grow? This is what needs to happen as we're reaching people. We are in an information war, and we got to reach the masses that don't understand and haven't heard the message of truth. So let's do this thing. We have the archives available. You can spend $1.33 a month for the archives. You can donate more for the archives. Also, the RBN business cards is they're a great way to spread the information. $10 per 100. Includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russell's America from Freedom to Fascism. You can donate online at republicbroadcasting.org, or you can send a check to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can also pledge your support by calling during business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central, at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719 during business hours. Also, we're going to be talking with Bob Chapman in the final hour today, and you can order your gold from Republic Trading Group International, and that's at republictradinggroupinternational.com. And all of this is up on republicbroadcasting.org website as well. All right, second hour of Govern America is about to begin. Hopefully we're going to be visiting with Sheriff Richard Mack. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Gold.